Come on, Sunny. Page 62. Sky and Mom have come to watch Sunny swim the 100 meters freestyle in the Special Olympics. It's his last event, and he needs their support more than ever now.
The swimmers from the previous heat climbed out, and the starter called Sunny's heat to the blocks. Sunny stepped up, shaking out his arms in an eerie likeness of me. I never thought we'd ever have anything in common. The swimmers took their marks, and then they were off. Sunny's start was the fastest, but he did a belly flop. When he came up, he was clearly in the lead. His first few strokes were awkward. They were short and choppy, almost panicky. But then he started to stretch out, started to get smooth. He held the lead for the whole first length. He reached out, grabbed the wall, and pushed off as quickly as he could. His lead only increased during the second length. Come on, Sunny! Mom hollered next to me. Yeah, Sunny! I stayed quiet, watching him swim. His strokes were long and powerful. He had a good rhythm, and he was kicking consistently. Each pull increased his lead. He was slicing easily through the water. He was flying. He started the third length, and I couldn't see any signs of fatigue. The strokes looked the same. He was breathing every other stroke, using a tight turn of his head instead of rolling over on his back like his competitors. But coming off his last turn, he started to fall apart. I could see the strokes getting sloppier. Come on, Sunny, I murmured. Hang in there, Sunny. You've got it. Just finish tough. He did. His strokes kept getting worse, and I could almost feel his fatigue. But he finished tough. He completed the race, which was more than the swimmers in two of the lanes could say, and he finished almost a length in front of everyone else. Mom and I screamed and yelled. He stood up and looked behind him, and the smile that spread across his face could have lit up the whole pool area if the electricity had gone out.
The Special Olympics. The Special Olympics is an international sports organization for people with mental retardation, such as Down syndrome. It offers training and competition in both summer and winter sports. Every 4 years, there are Special Olympic World Games. The international headquarters are in Washington, D.C.